Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and I'm here to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers who love our jobs because we'd like to keep them, and we also want to kind of bitch about them. We're going to remain anonymous because my name is not really Elvis, and this isn't really going to be Shirley Temper or Turd Ferguson. Anyway, I'd like to start by giving a very special thank you to our Patreon donors who are out there. Let me start with our newest ones first. Mary E., Jamie B., Hope H., Aaron D., Kristen W., Vanessa J., Mary C., Haley M., Barry N., Rylan L., Catherine S., Perla C., Kelsey W., RJR, Kara T., Kristen C., Amanda T., Johanna H., Tony Christina K., Irma A., Rebecca J., Melissa M., Lisa S., Casey B., and Sarah N. If you're interested in joining our Patreon, you can for as little as $5 and get access to all kinds of bonus episodes, extra content, interviews with the staff. You get to learn what sorting house I am from Harry Potter. Yeah, they made me do that. And also, about once a week or so, we get to all get together and we play Among Us, and you get to kill and chat with them. We had a really, really fun round last week, and we're gonna have one again, probably tonight, the night before Thanksgiving. Anyway, I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Ludlam Dramatics. If you are a theater teacher or know one in your building, go to ludlamdramatics.com. They have all kinds of educational theater posters, buttons, pins, stuff for everything from parts of stage to how to shut up when you're backstage, and like a bio poster on Lin-Manuel Miranda. They are amazing. All right, my friends, last bit before I let the podcast begin. If you get a chance, just find one teacher and tell them about us. Tell them something you heard on the podcast today and help spread the word. That's the best thing to do. Just one person at a time, spread the word. Or, of course, you can join our Patreon and do it that way. I don't have a lot else. But my friends, it is Thanksgiving. The holidays are tough. I know mental health is really troubling right now. So please practice self-care. Get some rest. Call a friend, reach out, just know you're not alone, and man, teaching's tough as shit right now. So hold on tight, we're gonna get through this together. Okay, my friends, enjoy episode 61.
Randomly starts hurting and you're like, I think I'm dying, I think it's cancer, and so then you get on WebMD and you're like, it's 100% cancer, and then it's more like you just, you know, it's just a little sore.
I do, but it's not cancer. I'm like, I have COVID. Like something happened, like, oh shit, it's COVID. I mean,
that's like, well, it's the only way. It's the only way to overthink all your ailments.
Of course.
It definitely makes me more dramatic, because if I'm like in the grocery store and like I hear a cough or something, I automatically think to like it's some like undertone or something in a movie, like, you know, the virus is going around. That's how you know, is someone was suddenly like coughing and there's like blood in their handkerchief or something.
Yep.
Anyway.
Oh no.
Well, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and with me today is Turd Ferguson.
Hey everybody, how's it going?
And also Miss Shirley Temper.
Hey psycho, we're not going to discuss this, okay? It's over. Now please get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up.
Such a good movie.
Well, my friends, by the time this comes out, it will be Thanksgiving, but this is the Friday night of Thanksgiving break. Like, we just finished a long-ass school day, and it is time. I got a little bit of the tired, but I'm also excited because I busted my ass this last week to try to get everything done so that I can kind of, you know, just be chill for as much as I can during this break and try to take as much me time. I've made an oath that I am going to look at emails maybe like once a day for 15 minutes. And if it's not in that 15 minute window, then I am not dealing with it.
Work.
Good for you.
Later. I'm just setting some boundaries. And yeah, even though I did send out the note like, hey, if you didn't turn this in by the end of Friday at 3:30, you're getting a zero because it was due 3 weeks ago. But hey,
I did that too.
Oh, shit. Really?
I was like, I told you in class. I told you last week. I told you several times. I even sent an email today. So if you haven't done it by now, sucks to be you. But what's going on with you guys? Turd, how are you doing?
Dude, it's been a long ass week as well. I think I may have pulled like 60 or 70 hours this week. And it's just...
Don't do that. It's not healthy. Well,
yeah, of course it's not healthy. Right now I'm like dragging ass.
Yeah. Get it. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Shirley, how are you doing?
Oh, let me tell you, this has been a really interesting week. A parent attempted to shame me on speakerphone in the middle of class while I was teaching.
What?
The pièce de résistance was today. Oh. So do you guys have those lists? Because I teach high school. So this may not apply to you, but we have these lists where if a student is on this list, it means they can't go anywhere. It means that they've, you know, they're skipping class or they're saying they're going to go one way or, you know, someplace, and then they end up, you know, going on a little walkabout. Do you guys have those things?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So we call it the no-fly list. And so I have a student on the no-fly list. I have several in my, this one class period. And basically, it's a pain in the butt because they're like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, well, I'm sorry, you're on the no-fly list. You need to call
somebody. Not gonna be you.
Right. Well, no, that what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to call the office, and then somebody's supposed to come down and escort that student. And I was in the middle of a spiel, and I was like, you just need to hold on. Let me get through this, and then I'll call. So she's never, I've never had a problem with this kid. She's been great this whole year, making an A in my class. No big deal. No discipline infractions. She gets on her phone and FaceTimes her mother and says, Miss Temper won't let me go to the bathroom. And I said, excuse me, hang up your phone right now. It's my mom. And I was like,
I don't give a shit if it's the Pope.
Exactly. I was like, you need to hang up. And I went from like 0 to 100 inside. I was like, I'm a cut a bitch. Like I was ready. I was fucking ready. And this parent was like, how dare you make my child suffer? And I did not talk to the parent. I looked at the student. I said, you will hang up your phone right now. And she was like, did you hear that, mom? She said that. And I just walked to the office and I picked up the phone and I called the student's assistant principal. And I was like, I need you in my classroom right now. Yeah. And this, and she kept her mother on FaceTime. Do you hear me clapping? I'm clapping. Mm-hmm. And this, and the whole class is just like, you know, their mouths are covered, but you know, their jaws were dropped. Their eyes were the size of dinner plates. They were like watching a tennis game. Because I was just like, no, I'm not going to talk to this student and I'm not going to talk to this parent. And so I just kept on going. I just kept on. I don't know how, but I kept on my spiel and I could hear the mom saying, excuse me, I am talking. I am talking to you. And I just ignored her.
Yeah, and fuck her.
Yeah, fuck that
You
shit.
Have no power here.
Yes, shut. And the assistant principal walked in and ascertained the situation, and he looked at me like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And he walked over to that student and took the phone out of her hand and walked out into the hallway and like snapped his fingers for the student to come with him. So I was just... I have never in my 15 years had that happen.
Oh.
Okay, this article is from The Daily Beast, and it is written by Miss Barbie Nadeau. And I'd like to dedicate this article to a former student of mine, Mr. Jose. And the article is titled, Teeth Marks on Human Leg Bone Found in Berlin Park Led Police to Alleged Cannibal.
Huh.
Okay, just bear with me. Police investigating a chewed up human leg bone found in a park in Berlin have arrested a 41-year-old high school math and chemistry teacher on suspicion of sexually motivated murder and cannibalism, according to German police. The victim has been identified as Stephen T., a 44-year-old high voltage lineman who disappeared after meeting the math teacher on the gay hookup website Planet Romeo. An urban trekker found the flesh-free leg bone and the lineman's other skeletal remains on November 8th. Police originally thought the bite marks on the bones could have been made by an animal, but now believe they are from the math teacher whose name has not been released due to German privacy regulations. Police were able to track the man down using the chat room from the Planet Romeo website, and Germany has prosecuted several cannibals, blah, blah, blah. Really, the important part of this article is fuck you, Jose. I am clearly not the worst teacher in the world. I know it's been 10 years, but I didn't forget this shit. I saw this article. It's like, you know what? There are people and teachers worse than me. So go fuck yourself, kid.
this article, which has nothing to do with any of my former students, is from the Dallas Morning News, and it was written by Talia Richmond. The title is, "In an effort not to break the teachers, DISD trustees vote to lower student achievement targets this year. Due to the so-called COVID slide, district has seen progress in reading and math decline sharply. The Dallas ISD Board of Trustees voted to lower the district's academic benchmarks this year in acknowledgement of the extent that the coronavirus pandemic has crippled schools. The trustees spent nearly 2 hours Thursday night grappling with how to hold district officials accountable for improving student achievement, while being realistic about how much kids should be expected to learn in a year filled with so much disruption. It would break the teachers to ask them to meet the rigorous targets the trustees set before COVID-19 hit. Still, other board trustee members were torn over whether lowering the benchmark signaled they were backtracking on their ambitious plans for improving student outcomes. I wouldn't do that for my own kid if I knew they had huge deficits," said board president Justin Henry. Fuck you, Justin Henry. Assessments show thousands of students have seen setbacks in reading and math comprehension, and the administration said it's important for the district's benchmarks to reflect this new reality. School began late this year, and many students are still learning remotely. You think you're going to make up 20 points in 1 year? One of them said. It's not going to happen. You're going to come back to the board next year with the same conversation. The COVID slide has affected us tremendously. Superintendent Michael Hinojosa told the board that it would create tremendous stress on the system if they didn't recalibrate this year's benchmarks. If not, he said, pressure would flow down to principals and teachers who are already struggling with how to teach students in virtual and in-person settings at the same time. Just because I say we're all going to drop down here and do 50 push-ups, he said, looking around the boardroom, obviously all of you can't do 50 push-ups. Ooh, good job, sir. It's unclear how long the district will be feeling the effects of the pandemic. Officials expect to have a better sense of how much learning was lost after the spring's STAR test, though some trustees and lawmakers have been pushing to have the high-stakes exam to be canceled. Things are crazy. Obviously, we're in the pandemic, and it's hitting. It's kind of, I'd say it's a second wave, but you can't have a second wave if the first wave never ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And numbers are getting high. I know in the northern state schools are shutting down left and right, but here in Texas, we're not going to shut it down because bullshit.
Governor Abbott, he said we are not going to have another shutdown in Texas.
But right now, instead, schools are shutting down for a week at a time, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. Bunny's school shut down last month, and other schools are shutting down. In fact, I know many, many teachers who got a note, hey, make sure you take all of your resources home with you over Thanksgiving, just in case we don't come back. We don't want another spring break like last year. And I don't think in Texas we're going to shut down after Thanksgiving, but I wouldn't be surprised if we don't come back from the winter holiday, because what do you guys feel about this, or how do you feel? I think obviously the STAR test needs to be canceled, but there is so much money they've spent on it, and they're already butthurt they had to cancel it last year.
My thoughts are that I really wish that we could get some people to understand that this is not a normal year, and stop trying to push things as it were a normal year. Stop trying to say that, yes, we're going to still be able to have STAR, that we're still going to make progress, when in fact, just look out your fucking window and reality has already hit. A lot of people are struggling, not only mentally, but you have a whole bunch of kids are not having their Maslow hierarchy met. And like, you have parents that have lost jobs. Now you have kids that are not eating. And yes, they're probably trying to make, you know, free lunches and everything else. But even for the kids that do get free lunch that are at or on virtual campuses, I mean, it's still stressful. It's still all the shit that has hit the fan. And Where does it end? Why do we still seem to think that we need to continue as normal when we all fucking know that it is not fucking normal?
The problem is this whole thing has been so politicized that,
exactly,
it, you know, we are being associated with, you know, teachers are being associated with frontline workers, which is not the case. We are not frontline workers. And, you know, especially where I am, because I'm, you guys are in metropolitan areas and I am in a rural East Texas area. And I'm in an area where anti-masking is very normal and common. I very rarely see people wearing masks, it feels like. We're having spikes because people are gathering and they're not wearing masks and they're not being safe. But my school district is not going to go virtual. I have a new superintendent who at the beginning of the year said all the right things. I don't know if you remember that. He said the school will have to close down. We have been banking days just in case we have to. We've been starting school early so that way we have a surplus of days. And there's no way he's going to do it. He has turned out to be a butt kisser and a people pleaser. And he wants to keep the parents happy. And parents aren't going to be happy if we have to close down. It would have to take Governor Abbott shutting us down. And we know that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
No.
And it's mind-boggling to me that something that is medical, like a pandemic, has been politicized. It's so stupid. Hey, boys, I have something special for you. This is from one of our exceptional Patreon members from the Teacher Needs a Drink Patreon message board from Chief Roro. I am a special education teacher at a high school. It is my fifth year, and through various emergency credentials, I am so close to finally finishing my education specialist credential MA education program. Our school is just almost fully inclusion. Only the mod severe students have special day classes. The rest of the kiddos are either co-taught or para-support classes or take a strategies resource class with a SPED teacher. I primarily teach the resource classes for students with autism, interpersonal communication skill deficits, and have been for the past 4 years. I work with highly involved, ever-critical parents due to the intensity of the population as far as the IEPs go, but I love my autism population. I love the social skills curriculum I built over the years, and I love my paraprofessional team. I consider my work moms. That's the context. This year, COVID hits. We are all remote. My autism class has been combined with a regular strategies class, so I don't really teach my usual curriculum to my usual students. It's more so academic support curriculum with some social skills peppered in. Due to the staff shortage, I've lost half my para team, and this year I've been made to teach two new co-taught sections, which I've never taught before. My mental health is on a steady decline. I'm failing at my credential program, which I need for the job. I don't teach the curriculum I love and enjoy, which keeps me retained. The parents I work with have become increasingly irate and anxious, which only spirals me. I'm in therapy. I'm getting meds. I'm considering quitting altogether, even though I love teaching. One option, become a paraprofessional. Less responsible, less hours, less pay, possibly less stress, more time to finish my credential. I feel weird about it because in my eyes, it seems like a demotion. And the weird thoughts that I might get if I continue to be a para at my site or even in my district. I love my site colleagues, SPED department, and I love what I normally teach, but the situation has changed. I don't know if my job will still be there for me if I take a break, leave, quit for a while. Also, I need a job to pay the bills. I wonder if you all have any advice on the situation. Should I leave my classroom to become a paraprofessional? Should I switch careers in the meantime while I finish grad school? Hopefully, I'll find some peace and solutions over the holiday. Deep drinks, Chief Roro.
Oh, man. That's a tough one. And I know there are tens of thousands of teachers who are in your literal exact spot who are working with SPED population and who are trying to deal, balance the parents, the needs, all while being... It's just tough. And there's really not a lot of good answers. You can stick it out. But your mental health is really, really important. And obviously, you're already struggling. We're all struggling here. And so I commend you for getting help, for getting therapy, and doing what you need to help take yourself. You might need to take the next step and maybe jump ship. But remember, if you decide to leave, it can be temporary. Just because you stop teaching now does not mean you can never go back. You can always go back and be a teacher again. This specific job might not be there when you get back, but guess what? It's not there right now. This isn't the job you love. This isn't the one you fell in love with. This is not the one that inspires you to want to keep teaching. And it could be a good idea just to get a change of pace. And you will miss these kids and you will miss what you're doing, but you can go back to it. It might not be in the same place, but the thing is, the world will go back to a shade of normal at some point. The pandemic will subside.
at some point, and schools will go back. And especially with the sped population, I think parents and everyone's very aware that this is not something that can be done competently or to the same degree online or with half a staff. And even though some people might try to push for that, I think it's kind of proven that it's not really a viable option for everyone. And so I think there will be jobs for you in the future. I mean, you do need to pay bills. That's a thing. But honestly, sometimes a mindless job where you don't have to plan and think about it afterwards isn't a bad thing. It might be kind of a breath of fresh air for a little while. I just think it's kind of bizarre. We're in a profession where we have to do a lot of our work outside of work because we can't do our work because we're busy working. And so if you want to be ready for work, you have to work at home and work at night and prep stuff. Very few other jobs expect that of you. And so I'm not telling you to change careers, but temporarily just doing something else because you're burning out and you're suffering, that's not a bad thing. I don't think you should beat yourself up. I get how it could be very worrying if you're going to be able to pay your bills, but there are opportunities out there and there are other things out there. But take a deep breath. Maybe this week you can get a break and hopefully figure out what you're going to do. But there are lots and lots of jobs out there. I mean, just they're not like all careers, but there are all kinds of things you can do temporarily. And then once the world starts to get back on its feet, once the state and the country starts to get back on its feet, I think there will be other options for teachers and it'll come back. And I know there are lots of teachers who have jumped ship for that very, very reason you just said. Turd?
Bless you, because that kind of job working with that specific population, it's draining in itself. But to add on the virtual element and everything else that you're going through, drinks to you. If we were able to sit in the same room, I would buy you four rounds right now. So, I mean, I would buy him four rounds of drinks right there. I agree with Elvis that there are jobs that are going to allow you to finish your degree and then you can come back to not necessarily that job, but definitely back to this field, because finding someone who is going to work in special ed and the right match for people to work in special ed, I mean, I think that it's harder to find special ed teachers than it is to find just any normal generic core teacher, curriculum teacher, whatever. So in which case, if you do what you need to do, get all your credentials in order, then I think you're going to see that you have more options available to you when you are ready to come back to the field.
I absolutely agree. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you need to quit. You need to quit right now. You need to put in your notice and you need to focus on your credentials and your program, because that is your future. Yes. This is your present. Your present is prohibiting your future.
Yes.
Cut it. Don't para. Find something else to do. Focus on your program, get your credentials. I am somebody who also had to do post-baccalaureate. I don't have an MA like you are getting, but I had to do post-baccalaureate, and it's a huge thing. And especially getting your master's and your PhD, especially for teachers having to do it on the weekends and in summer and things like that, that should be your focus. And if what you are doing right now is preventing you from doing that, then this isn't what you need to be focused on. This is a temporary pandemic. This is not the situation that you were going to experience, you know, having to co-teach two classes that you've never taught before. That's not going to be.
And honestly, being a para doesn't mean you're going to do less work, because
no,
I know
doesn't.
Just from experience, paras are stretched even thinner and having to do 1,000 things that it becomes more babysitting. Like, hey, someone's sick, so you just go in that classroom now.
Don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it.
I think if you're burning out now, being a para is not going to assist you. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with being a para, but in this situation, I don't think that would be good for your mental health. So take care of yourself, Chief Romeo.
Absolutely.
We need you out there. We need more people like you out there.
Come back to Among Us. I will kill you.
That's hey guys, guess what?
What?
We
have a Patreon.
What? Oh my God, that's hot.
It is. That's right. For as little as $5, you can join the Teacher Needs a Drink podcast Patreon. You get access to all kinds of bonus episodes, extra content. There's new stuff almost every week on there. And you can even get a chance to play Among Us with the host. We do that about once a week, and you get to talk to us. There's all kinds of cool stuff going on. So if you need more Teacher Needs a Drink podcasts, so you can talk with other people, so you know, don't feel so alone wherever you are, join us on Patreon. It's as low as $5 or more. And honestly, here's a shameless plug. It's almost the holiday. Well, it is the holiday season. This is like Thanksgiving's tomorrow if you just listen to this on the day it comes out. But like the Christmas holidays coming up, or Hanukkah, or whatever you're into. And holiday season's coming up, and a lot of schools like to do the whole secret Santa thing. And if you want to be the cool secret Santa, even though probably a lot of you guys are locked down, you should get something from the Teacher Needs a Drink podcast store. You can get shot glasses for your Santa that say Teacher Needs a Drink. You can get koozies that say Teacher Needs a Drink. Needs a drink. Hell, you can even just get coasters or buttons just so you and that teacher know you guys need drinks. And you have the secret Santa. I think it's a great gift. So come on, go for it. It's at teacherneedsdrinkpodcast.com. You are backpacking through Europe and find yourself in a strange city. You are exhausted, so you sit on a park bench and accidentally fall asleep. When you wake, you realize your backpack is gone. In a panic, you go to the local police station. They tell you there is nothing they can do. You exit the police station angry and confused. Within minutes, you are confronted by the imagined person. Amazingly, they have your backpack. You ask them how they found it and how they knew you were at the police station, but they don't understand your language. The person is rude and behaving strangely, but they return your backpack. Before you can thank them, the person scampers away. You check your bag, and almost everything is there. Your phone, your money, your credit cards, and all of your belongings. Only two things appear to be missing: your passport and your driver's license. To what degree are you relieved, and to what degree are you worried?
The fuck.
The fuck.
So, just me, if I'm out of country and my passport and license are missing, I'd be freaking the fuck out. Because, like, credit cards, I can get replaced online, money, I can wiggle some stuff to the bank. But the license and passport,
you are screwed.
You got to make a run for the American Embassy and hope they believe your ass. And I know that's there are ways they can do it, but yeah. So, travel tip, if you're lost in a foreign country, go to the American Embassy.
Also, don't leave your passport and driver's license in your backpack. What the fuck?
That's true, because those can get stored
up your ass.
When I went to Italy, I remember I had, like, it's not a fanny pack, but it was like an under the shirt.
It was a fanny pack, Elvis. It was a fanny pack.
A flush fanny pack. A flush under the shirt wallet that could hold my license and my passport. And so someone would really have to, like, rip my clothes off to get it. And that was part of the experience. So, you know.
Wait, somebody did rip your clothes off?
So, surely.
Well, I've actually never been out of the country. I know. But when I travel to, like, places like New York, I have a travel wallet that I keep basically strapped to my body. Like, I have pockets
That's
on the inside.
That's what I was talking about!
Yeah, but it's sexy when I say it.
Fanny pack denial.
It's not a fanny pack. It's a strappy thing. It's a little more bondage-y. But yeah, you're fucked. Wow. Like, you're totally fucked. First of all, I have never been so tired that I fell asleep in public on a bench. You ain't tired. You fucked up. You drank. Who are you kidding?
Yeah.
They needed a drink, just like us.
Teacher just needs like a drink.
The drink.
Turd, what about you?
Oh, yeah, you totally fucked. I'm going to fall that asshole and get my passport back along with my driver's license. Actually, I'm more worried about my passport than I am my driver's license. But shit, I'm going to track that fucker down. I have a certain set of skills.
Okay, friends, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I'd like to thank my co-host today, Mr. Turd Ferguson. It was wonderful having you back here.
Thank you so much. Flushing out.
And also thank you, Miss Shirley Temper.
Hey, Linda. Amanda, you're a bitch.
All right, my friends, try to get some rest during this holiday if you can. Try to stay in, avoid large groups. It's a good excuse to get away from like that creepy uncle or the weird grandma with the mole. This is your chance to take a break from it all, cuddle in, order some DoorDash, and take care of yourself. This is a rare chance to get a break. So breathe. Deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers, my friends.
Cheers.
I got bitches in my hand. I got bitches in my hand.
That's nice.
Alright, my friends, I'd like to thank my fellow hosts today, Miss Shirley Temper and Mr. Turd Ferguson, as well as Miss Priscilla, who's been by my side while I edit all of this. It's Thanksgiving week, so my friends, please take care of yourselves, and if you get a chance and feel like giving, you can gift a Patreon membership to Teacher Needs Drink Podcast, give it to another teacher who just loves us, then get extra content, bonus features, and even extra swag. Also, feel free to go to teacherneedsdrinkpodcast.com and get all the kinds of great stuff there. Also, you can feel free to go and visit our sponsor, Ludlam Dramatics, and get some wonderful theater stuff for your kiddos or students or fellow teachers out there. My friends, I really don't have a lot left to say, but please take care of yourselves. It's the holidays, you know. You might feel alone, but you're not alone. There's a lot of us, especially this time. We're taking care. So bye, my friends.